the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN. Yes.
We're in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jonathan Carl from ABC News is rocking Cleveland as well. And John. You know, we say this to everybody we stop. And, you know, you've covered a lot of these things. I've covered a number of these things. I've never seen anything quite like this.
No, and this, I was just counting right before I sat down. This is my ninth convention. The first one I went to was in 1992, Madison Square Garden, Bill Clinton getting the nomination. This is unbelievable to be, the first thing is just to be on that floor in prime time, and you can have a conversation with the person next to you, have no problem, you can walk around. I mean, the place is quiet,
yeah.
Empty seats everywhere.
Yeah.
The energy level, and then, you know, prime time is that golden, you know, that hour from 10 to 11 when all the broadcast networks get basically an hour of free television.
Sure.
And who was the first scheduled speaker for prime time last night? The manager of the Trump Winery.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, is that where they were placed?
Yeah.
Right there. Hmm.
You know, I missed him.
Her.
Her. I think it was a her, yeah.
Her. Yeah, I missed
it's
her.
It's good wine, by the way. They have actually a very good sparkling rosé.
Oh, good.
I mean, this is Virginia.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And then when was the Kimberly Brown from, what, Young
Kimberly
and the Restless?
Kimberly Brown, right.
Yeah,
and
so
the avocado farmer.
So I was excited about that because here we've got a, you know, soap opera star. And then, of course, we had a soap opera star the night before.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But he was also a former Calvin Klein underwear model.
Correct.
Right? Is that right?
Antonio Sabato Jr., right?
Right. So I guess Kimberly Brown, is it? She's
yes.
been off the air for like a number
a little
of years.
A while, but
though.
She's an avocado farmer. Was she in primetime too?
Yeah, she was in primetime.
That's
yeah.
what I
yeah.
thought. So it was interesting choices.
She closed the primetime, I think. She closed
yes.
that hour.
So in Philadelphia, the primetime lineup is going to include the President of the United States, the First Lady of the United States, the former President of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a slightly different
lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, will Chelsea speak?
I assume so.
What do you make of all the adult Trump kids speaking here?
Well,
and should Barron be forced to speak?
Barron needs to speak. Damn it, he needs to get up there. Look.
Did you, by the way, notice that when they were throwing the name in the nomination, Donald Trump Jr. did not mention all the kids? You mentioned all the kids except for Barron.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Melania didn't like that.
Yeah. Come on, what's going on here?
I will beat you.
But you know, he had the best speech of the convention so far. I think substantively and in terms of. You know, passion. I mean, I thought that was the best speech of the
He's
convention
impressive.
So far. He was very impressive. I thought the speech actually had a little Jack Kemp, a little Paul Ryan even in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually one of the few, maybe the only real speech in the convention part that it was driven by ideas.
Right.
Talk about, you know, the opportunity, you know.
Some of it did not read real, though, John. I mean, come on. A kid from Queens? Hello. His father was one of the biggest developers in the borough.
Okay. You know. I mean, come on. You got to work with you.
But he wasn't trying to say he was rags to riches. He was trying to say, I've had opportunities, and others should have those opportunities.
Blue-collar billionaire is what they're calling him. Let me tell you something. If you wore a blue blazer and a captain's hat to your ninth birthday, you are not
sure.
a member.
You're not a real person. Kind of a regular guy.
Yes, because I know that, because I did it. So I know.
I didn't either. Just so we're on the record here, I didn't either.
You didn't.
Yeah, so it's,
but don't they help him, though, ultimately, don't you think? I mean, that seems to be what people are saying.
No, I think there's no question. I mean, he was excellent. And what was interesting about his speech is it wasn't like the speech of the son of the candidate. This was a Republican speech. This was not...
people keep saying he may run for something.
Governor of New York, maybe.
Yeah.
Senate from... Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he definitely has the chops. I said this. He did come off a little... There's a Trumpian arrogance that just, like, rides with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just part of the identity. And I kept catching glimpses of that when he would sort of lean back after the end of making a point. I think he can unlearn that, and then I think he's a very powerful force.
And Eric's impressive, and he's speaking tonight, Eric Trump. And I think he will also impress. I mean, Eric Trump is very integral to that business, and he's the one. It's the really to what's been successful in the Trump organization over the last several years.
Well, the kids have made. I mean, remember, he had a lot of trouble.
Yes, and they turned that company around.
Yeah. And that's really true. Ivanka's been great. And then, you know, they also made The Apprentice a hit, yep, right, by putting her on and taking the old guy out, George. Where's he, by the way?
Good question.
We haven't seen him here, have we? Yeah. No sightings.
I'm surprised. I thought they were going to make him vice president, but it turns out. All right, let's talk about Pence. Give me a little diagnostic on what's going to happen tonight.
He's formally introduced.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Paul Ryan is introducing him. So this is another appearance in primetime by Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. And
what part of the Trump winery does he have? Sorry.
Will there be a fog machine? Yes or no?
Yeah. So, and you know, it's interesting that to have the last VP nominee introducing the next VP nominee. It's kind of an interesting moment. And, and instead of a moment of unity, look, the body language, the chemistry between Trump and Pence is...
It's not exactly comfortable yet.
Yeah. Have you noticed that? Sort of, we turned on his heel on Saturday instead of putting his hands up in the air for the picture.
So we're going to get the hands up in the air shot tonight.
If we don't, John, that is a big deal if we don't tonight.
Yeah.
Because he comes out, they just do a thing where... And Trump treats everybody like he's in a photo line, in a rope line anyway. Even the vice presidential candidate puts his arm around him, lets him take a selfie, then moves on to the next guy.
You've had your time with me.
How about the theatrics of Trump's arrival in Cleveland today? He lands at the airport on the lakefront, parks his 757 right there, so it'll be there next to the highway for the next 2 days. Then he takes a helicopter 800 yards to his landing spot, where then he emerges to a rope line and his family greets him and acts like they've never met him before.
Right. And then he says, and now here's Mike Pence. And that's it. Right from the 28-minute rambling, never mentioned it. Okay, here's Mike Pence.
But is that a sign he's being managed more? Because the same thing when he introduced Melania. I expected there to be something
and five
there.
Seconds.
I was waiting for there to be something just not right that he was going to say introducing his wife.
You know
and
why?
It didn't happen.
I know the answer to this because they assured him he's going to get a fog machine and the backlighting because he knew he wanted that. And they said, and Manafort's probably treating him like an 8-year-old, right? And he's like, here's what I'll do. I'll give you the backlighting and the fog machine.
Okay.
But you got to not say anything when you introduce Pence and your wife.
But we've seen the two shortest Trump speeches of the entire campaign here. The first one, this one, and even his video thing last night. That was kind of.
The Trump Tower open, the video roll open of the Trump Tower. And I'm like, what is he selling here? I don't get it. It was gold. John, it was gold. I mean, this is like, the fog machine, I mean, it's like, I get, it's just, it's cheesy lifestyles of the rich and famous television dramatics that are going on here. And it's working, I guess, with his fans.
Well, we'll see. Now, what about Ted Cruz?
So that's the speaking thing tonight, I'm really that will
watching.
Be interesting.
Yeah, they're going to podcast him, I think, is what they're going to do. He's for the podcast.
So he's
not in prime time. He's in the first hour.
He's in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be network prime time. But he is, you know, this will be, I think, the most closely watched speech.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to do? He hasn't shared his speech with the Trump campaign yet.
Really? I'm told they're going to load the prompter, though.
Yeah, I'm told he will show it to him before he goes on. And I'm told even at this moment, he is still going back and forth about whether or not he will formally endorse Trump. I expect that he will not endorse Trump in this speech.
Wow.
I think what he will do is he will say, he will congratulate him on a great victory, and he'll do something like that, and then he'll go and give the first speech of the 2020 campaign. It'll be very little about Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, all that the stuff that we were told he was going to do, he didn't do. That thing yesterday where they're going to try to enter his name in a nomination and have his delegates walk out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I think he realized some time ago that would all be futile. But, you know, so he'll behave. He's not going to go rogue tonight, but he's not going to, I don't think he's actually
going to. Where is Sarah Palin, speaking of that?
Yeah, how come she isn't here?
Well, you know, Alaska's a long way away. You know this,
right? I learned that from the delegation yesterday.
Yeah. So that was the reason given to why she's not going to be here. But it's extraordinary. You got five sort of living former presidential nominees on the Republican side. Four of them are no-shows.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dole showed up.
Right. I don't think he's aware that he's here, though.
Right, but okay, he was there. And then all of the former vice presidential nominees are not here with the exception of Paul Ryan. You know?
Again, has to be here.
Yeah. No choice there.
Right.
He's
You're
presiding.
Going. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, John and Carl, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate it, man.
All right. Hang in there.